Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavana Antya Leela, Chapter 37, Scene 2, Krishna and Balaram Receive Akrura. In this way, Akrura, who was the son of Svapalka, meditated upon Sri Krishna while on his journey from Mathura. Akrura reached Vrindavan by the end of the day. Akrura passed the whole journey without knowing how long it took. And when Akrura reached Vrindavana, the sun was setting. As soon as Akrura entered the boundary of Vrindavan, he saw the footprints of the cows and the footprints of Lord Krishna, which were impressed with the signs of his soul, the flag, trident, thunderbolt, and lotus flower. And upon seeing the footprints of Krishna, Akrura immediately jumped down from the chariot out of respect. He became overwhelmed with all the symptoms of ecstasy. Akrura wept and his body trembled. Out of extreme jubilation, upon seeing the dust touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, Akrura fell flat on his face and began to roll on the ground. Akrura's journey to Vrindavana is exemplary. One who intends to visit Vrindavan should follow the ideal footsteps of Akrura and always think of the pastimes and activities of Lord Krishna. As soon as one reaches the boundary of Vrindavana, one should immediately smear the dust of Vrindavan all over one's body, without thinking of one's material position and prestige. Narottama Das Thakur has sung in his celebrated song, Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Habe Mana. When my mind will be purified, after leaving the contamination of material sense enjoyment, then only shall I be able to visit Vrindavan. Actually, one cannot go to Vrindavana by purchasing a ticket. The process of going to Vrindavan is shown by Akrura. So when Akrura entered Vrindavan, he saw Krishna and Balaram engaged in supervising the milking of the cows. Krishna was dressed in yellow garments, and Balaram was dressed in bluish garments. Akrura also saw that Krishna's eyes were exactly like the beautifully grown lotus flower of the autumn season. Akrura saw both Krishna and Balaram in the spring of their youth. Although both were similar in bodily features, Krishna was blackish in complexion, whereas Balaram was whitish. Both of them were the shelter of the goddess of fortune. Krishna and Balaram had well-constructed bodies, beautiful hands, and pleasing faces, and they were as strong as elephants. Now, after seeing their footprints, Akrura actually saw Krishna and Balaram face to face. Although Krishna and Balaram were the most influential personalities, they were glancing at Akrura with smiling faces. Akrura could understand that both Krishna and Balaram had returned from tending cows in the forest. Krishna and Balaram had taken their baths and were dressed with fresh clothing and garlanded with flowers and necklaces made of valuable jewels. Their bodies were smeared with the pulp of sandalwood. Akrura greatly appreciated the aroma of flowers and sandalwood, as well as the bodily presence of Krishna and Balaram. Akrura considered himself very fortunate to see Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His plenary expansion, Balaram, face to face. For Akura knew that Krishna and Balaram were the original personalities of the creation. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchid Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead and the cause of all causes. Akura could understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had appeared personally for the welfare of His creation, to re-establish the principles of religion, and to annihilate the demons. With their bodily effulgence, the two brothers were dissipating all the darkness of the world as if they were mountains of sapphire and silver. Without hesitating, Akura immediately got down from his chariot and fell flat, just like a rod, before Krishna and Balaram. Upon touching the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Akura became overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. His voice choked up and Akura could not speak. Due to Krishna's transcendental presence, incessant torrents of tears fell from Akura's eyes. He remained stunned in ecstasy, as if devoid of all powers to see and speak. Lord Krishna, who is very kind to His devotees, raised Akura with His hand and embraced him. It appeared that Lord Krishna was very pleased with Akura. Balaram also embraced Akura. Taking him by the hand, Krishna and Balaram brought Akura to their sitting room, where they offered him a very nice sitting place and water for washing his feet. They also worshipped Akura with suitable presentations of honey and other ingredients. And when Akura was thus comfortably seated, both Krishna and Balaram offered him a cow in charity and then brought very palatable dishes of eatables, and Akura accepted them. When Akura finished eating, Balaram gave Akura betel nut and spices, as well as the pulp of sandalwood, just to make Akura more pleased and comfortable. The Vedic system of receiving a guest was completely observed by Lord Krishna Himself, just to teach all others how to receive a guest at home. It is a Vedic injunction that even if a guest is an enemy, one should be received so well that one does not apprehend any danger from the host. And even if the host is a poor man, he should at least offer a straw mat as a sitting place and a glass of water to drink. So, in this way, Krishna and Balaram welcomed Akura, just befitting Akura's exalted position.
Never felt like this before I chanted. How did I exist before I chanted? Now you're on my mind, you're there all the time. I can't forget that you're inside my heart, inside my heart. Oh my Lord, really must surrender. Oh, my Lord, I simply must surrender. Oh, my Lord, I truly must surrender to you. To you.
All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.